Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And California covering the Oakland A's, and it is great to have him on here. The hair is always amazing, but without seeing a barber in the last 4 or 5 months, Dallas, it is just mwah, chef's kiss beautiful. Welcome. It's good to have you here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Appreciate you, boys. Yeah, this hair is just something I'm trying to keep tamed at the very most, really. I think that's all I can do. I'm about two clicks away from shaving it. It's wearing me. I'm no longer wearing it.
So hey, what is going on with the upper back tightness that caused Frankie Montas to be scratched tonight? What's the level of concern there?
Initially, when you think about pitching matchups, you're taking a look at how that looks, how that unfolds in the future. It wasn't an IL move immediately, so you wonder if that's maybe just a woke up on the wrong side of the bed type thing. We've got the young lefty who's ready to go today. If you need an extra day, let's see how that pans out. I hope that's where we're coming from at this moment. But when you take a step back and you look at the dynamic of the starting rotation, it's about Frankie Montas and it's about Jesus Luzardo right now and everybody else trying to hold water. And those two guys have done a tremendous job. So when you think about moving one of those pieces out and having to find another slot to fill, or another filler, if you will, that can start to raise some questions when you consider where they're at in the standings, what you want to continue to see from these guys, because between those two and what Chris Bassitt has done, I mean, it's a hell of a job by that rotation, and we can get into the bullpen, but that's the impact immediately is thinking, wow, no Frankie Montas in the future. That starts to shake some things up.
This is not a solution to anything, given the importance of Montas, but how well are the A's positioned to just use openers until they're sure that he's okay?
You know what, that's an interesting point, because it's something that the A's have entertained. It's something they entertained, late in the season. I don't know that it's something that they're ready to start strongly considering, just because I think they have those viable options down there. And something I talked about has been the A's depth being one of the sort of sneaky under the radar characteristics about that club, is whether you want to call them frontline guys, middle of the rotation, arms or talent or swing men, whatever. They have guys that they have the ability to run out there and get 4, 5, 6 innings. And if that's the case and you're comfortable with it, then let's let that bullpen do exactly what that bullpen to this point has done. And I think a lot of people are confident in what they can continue to do.
So you mentioned, obviously, it's been all about Montas and Luzardo. Bassett's been really a nice surprise. But Manaea and Fiers, two guys that have sort of anchored this rotation the last couple of years, just haven't quite put it together. What in your mind is not working for those guys right now?
Well, I think when you start to assess some of the performances across the league from guys that you would maybe expect a little smoother start to, you have to factor in what preparation was like for some guys, the throwing, the ups and downs, not being critical, but paying attention and having watched their outings. For Sean Manaea specifically, he just looks like he's moving just a little slower, just a tick slower overall than I think we saw him when he came back last year, and kind of what you expect to see out of Sean Manaea. And for Mike Fiers, I think, fastballs and real estate, what do they have in common? Location, location, location. And that's exactly what I think Mike has kind of run into, is when he's missing, it's really presentable, right? And the hitters are taking advantage. And that's a problem very early on, where guys, if you're not able to get on top of the ball, or if you're not feeling like you can repeat with any sort of consistency, that's where it starts to suffer, is everything's up in the strike zone. So I feel like given the opportunity to get, I don't want to say get healthy, but just sort of get that foundation firmly underneath them, these are going to be the guys that you can continue to rely on like you have in the past.
Good talking a little baseball here with Dallas Braden on 95.7 The Game. Ramon Laureano is, I'm guessing, sitting here. He is going to serve a 4-game suspension. Before you talk about that, Dallas, in all your time playing baseball, do you ever see a hitting coach, a pitching coach, a manager, anyone in the dugout who wasn't actually crossing the chalk line try to start something the way that, I mean, Cintron went full Bush League, did he not?
Yes. And no, to answer the question, no, I've never seen that from somebody who, as you said, is not crossing the chalk. Now, is that to say that once a big league fracas breaks out, that I haven't seen individuals who've got a ton of dirt under their spikes tussling? And but you know what? That's how we roll, and we all know that within the game. But to be the instigator, to be the agitator, to be that individual, especially during, and I said it on the broadcast, it's unfortunate because you look to people in that role, to personnel, to be the guiding light, to be the leader, to be the example. You walk into the building and you're setting an example for the young men that you are steering. And to do that and to say the things he said in an attempt to agitate, and then to find himself behind three human shields and at no point in time, zero. My grandma made a better effort yelling at the TV to get to somebody than he did when it was all said and done. And that's what really rubs you the wrong way, is you had the gall to stand there on the top step, bumping your gum, saying what you did, and at no point in time did it become imperative or important enough for you to finish the conversation you were asking to have with the individual that started all of it. So yeah, embarrassing, disappointed, sure, but I'll end with, we don't need to take the guy's job. He doesn't need to be canceled. He made a mistake, and he's wearing it, and he will continue to wear it, and we'll move on from it. But we got to clean that up.
What you're suggesting then is that your mom would have gone to the top step, offered to fight Laureano, and gotten maybe 8 games?
Ray, my mom was a boxer. I don't want to put Laureano on his back. My mom had the ones and twos. She could chuck him. 1-2 piece, Ray. And, yeah, I think the suspension then would probably – yeah. Yeah, now you're understanding. Now you're getting it. We meet in the middle. If Laureano met him there, that's a different story. But Laureano was brought there, right? That's how I look at it.
Now, yeah, I wasn't talking about who would win. I know your mom would beat his ass flat, but I just wanted to know what the punishment would be, since she would be the instigator rather than somebody who hid behind a wall of other humans.
Yeah, it's, hey, I really don't, oh, God, because what kind of precedent is set at that point, I think, is the question that we have to ask. And that's why I think we saw what we see. 20 games, we have no idea. I mean, ultimately, what Ramon Laureano can do and the impact he has on that club, as opposed to what any hitting coach or any pitching coach would have on their club, it's I mean, that's apples to oranges. You're talking about a center fielder who, I mean, if you're into the plus-minus, was what, at like 5 or 6 the other day, just with 3 balls over the wall or a couple over the wall, a couple RBIs late in the game. It's really laughable, right, in my opinion.
There's no doubt he's been the best player on the team. He's been amazing to watch. And, of course, that brings me to my question about Matt Chapman, who I think everybody believes is the guy who has the ability not just to be the best player on the team, but one of the best players in baseball. And to me, what separates him from being a top 5, maybe top 10 guy is the consistency at the plate. We see the glove. We see what he can do when he's hot. What does he have to do to take that next step to be a more consistent hitter?
I think it's sort of like what a pitcher has to do when we talk about honing your cone, and you think about your cone of misses. How egregious are your misses around the strike zone? And can we clean that up? Can we tighten up your grouping? I don't know if anybody's a shooter, but you think about that. You think about tighten up your grouping. That's what you want to do as a pitcher to make everything just a little more appetizing to the hitter. Well, for a hitter, you have to be able to separate balls and strikes more efficiently. So your pitch recognition, and I don't know if it's that, but his sense of the strike zone is strong. I think Matt Chapman is guilty of wanting to be the superhero that we know he is, that we know he can be. And it's almost like he's just in a hurry to get to that point. And I'm speaking as a pitcher, so I don't know what it would be for him if it's a mechanical issue that he feels like, you know, if I start in a more consistent spot, I can get from A to B quicker, more efficiently. I don't know, because I'm just in awe watching the man. But I think, for Matt, it's he wants to be the superstar that he is, and he wants to put a team on his back and carry him for 162. But to your point about the streak or the sort of flash-in-the-pan performance at times, you see what he did in L.A. He shows up in L.A., and he becomes a man on fire. So knowing that you could unlock that over the course of, what, 3 or 4 months, as opposed to just a couple weeks, well, yeah, now you got people salivating.
Dallas, we can see that the Giants are a year or two away from being a year or two away. The A's have big plans this year. Is Bob Melvin convinced that this team can hit enough home runs over the course of this season to make up for a team batting average if it stays, you know, in the 20s in Major League Baseball? I mean, I think they're collectively hitting around 220 as a team, but they've got more wins than anybody in the American League. So, I mean, are we living in a baseball age where enough home runs based on launch angle are all the offense you really need any night?
I mean, the baseball is gas powered these days. I mean, you put a damn spoiler on that thing and it just goes. So there's no doubt that teams, if you are geared as such, you can rely on that long ball to the tune of what you just mentioned. The best team or the most, I mean, the best production right now in the American League in that regard. And that's coming via the long ball. And think about the damage that's being done, and this is sans a Chris Davis at his peak, what he can do as well. So when KD starts to iron things out and you plug him right in, now that lineup gets a lot longer, and you just added 40-plus homer capability over the course of a full season, and you're okay if you're not peppering the ball all around the yard, collecting 12 to 14 hits a night. If those 7 to 8 of them have a couple of them with guys on base that just don't come back on the other side of the wall, you're good with that too, because those turn into wins.
Dallas, always great to catch up with you, man. Thank you for joining us, and you're always a highlight of the broadcast. So keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate you guys. Anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.